It's brought down in the Sefer Sar HaTorah on the Chabina Rav that the Talmidim of the Karlini Yeshiva once came to the Chabina Rav to get a Faher and Masechah Sukkah. They finished Masechah Sukkah and they wanted to be tested. And the Chabina Rav asked them one question only. He said to bring a raya from Masechah Sukkah that Rashi Shita is that one should wear tefillin during Chol HaMoed. The Talmidim did not get the raya, and the Chabina Rav said that it's a Beferish Rashi in Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph in Sukkah, where Rashi says that you can turn it off if you want to figure it out yourself, but if not, I will say the raya. The raya is Rashi did b'maschal mitzvahs harbei, ha'ilfan mitzvahs harbei. The Gemara is saying that if a person has harbei mitzvahs in front of him, there's a machlagis tanaim, do you make a bracha on every mitzvah, or do you just make one bracha on all the mitzvahs? Right, Rav Yehuda says, Yimavacha kolachas v'achas, Tanakhama says, you make one bracha, shirki deshanu mitzvahs v'tzivanu al ha-mitzvahs. So what does it mean, mitzvahs harbei? So Rashi says, lito lulav leishu basukah lahaniach tefillin. So you had four mitzvahs in front of you, lulav, sukkah, tefillin, and tzitzis. So if you have lulav and tefillin in front of you at the same time, obviously we're talking about Chol HaMoed, and that would be a raya that Rashi holds that you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That was the Gevaldik raya that Shabina Rav, that Rashi holds that you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And that means that the Shabina Rav is Mechavan to Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger himself brings a svar in Shulchan Aruch. If you look in Simel Amud Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, where the Mechaber passes that you do not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and the Ramah says, Yeshayim, that you should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So the Rabbi Kiveger says over there a very short haga on the words of the Ramah where he says Yesh Aymem Shechol Hamayit Chai B'Tfilin. Zok the Rabbi Kiveger says V'chein Nira Das Rashi Sukkah Memvav Amadalf to Memaschal Mitzvahs Harbe. He's mitzayin this Rashi, so clearly Rabbi Kiveger is bringing this Raya as well. The Rashi holds that you should wear Tfilin and Chol Hamayit because he puts Tfilin and Lulav together. So that's the Raya of both Rabbi Kiveger and the Chabina Rav. Now to be matzdik the Talmidim of the Karlini Yeshiva, why they didn't bring this raya? It could be that they held like the Archaner, and both in his chiddushim over here and in his Chuvas Binyan Tzion, the Archaner says that there's no raya from this Rashi because he says you could read Rashi differently. Maybe Rashi is talking about two different cases, two different categories. There's one case of so Ha'ilaf on the Mitzvahs Harbei means one example is Lita Lulav Leishu Basukah. You had Mitzvahs Lulav and Sukkah in front of you. That's one case. And then another case Aniach Tefillin Satif Betzitzis. Another case you had Tefillin and Tzitzis in front of you. Each one is talking about two different cases, two different days, but not that all four of these things came together on the same day, and therefore there would be no raya from here that you could wear Tefillin Cholamayit. That's how the Achaner is Manche the Raya. The fee that there would be no. No raya from here whatsoever. Now, what's upshot in Rabbi Kiveger and the Chabina Rav? Why don't they learn like this dichri of the Binyan Tzion? So, Lechara, the Rabbi Kiveger is tanning beautifully because Rashi Lashitase Lechara is muchach that you can't say like this dichri of the Aruch Laner. And this is pointed out by Rav Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger in a letter that he wrote to the Mechaber of the Sefer Sar HaTorah. Brings down this Maisa. He pointed out that Lechara, the raya is muchach and you can't be madcha like this Aruch Laner. And he's Mechaman to the Stechaman, who says this as well in the Mareches Chol HaMoed, because as the Rashi increases in Daf Beis Amud Beis, Rashi did B'maschol Nezirus to Tyra, Rashi says over there that the word Harbe can only be used if you're dealing with at least three things. Two things are not called Harbe. Two things are two. Harbe means a lot, so in order to be called a lot, to be called Harbe, you need at least three. That's what Rashi says over there in Krisis. So Zakir Moshe Mordechai, Lefi that, if Rashi says, the Lashon Gemara over here is Ha'ilafon of Mitzvahs Harbe, there are many mitzvahs in front of you. So if you read Rashi like the Aruch HaNer, that it's two different cases, lulav and sukkah is one case, tefillin and tzitzis is another case, then you don't have harbe, you don't have many mitzvahs, you only have two mitzvahs. Each case is only two mitzvahs. So if Rashi uses, if the Gemara uses the lashon harbe, and lefi Rashi, harbe means at least three, l'chara be muchach to read Rashi like how Rabbi Kiveger is reading it, that there's four mitzvahs in front of you, lulav, sukkah, tefillin, and tzitzis, and then mimela would be taka raya that Rashi held, you should wear tefillin l'chol hamayid. So it comes out that whether or not you have a raya from Rashi, you should wear tefillin l'chol hamayid, would be tali on how to read Rashi. Is Rashi saying one case or two cases? And that would be tali on the shayla, which is a klal yisdik shayla, that the Achronim talk about. Does the word harbe, could the word harbe be used on two things, or is it only on three and above?